a baptized Catholic who goes to Mass sometimes once a year, usually on Christmas Eve, claims that the reason why she does not go at any other time in the year is because she finds herself distracted by the presence of the other participants. Questions. What can be said in a few words to this person to convince them of the merits of the liturgy, of the Mass, and praying together? The most important thing, of course, is to convince the person that the sacrifice of the Mass is sacrifice of Christ, reenacted on our altars. This, by the way, is why the letter to the Hebrews is so important. Because Christ was a priest when he died on the cross. So a priest is the one who offers a sacrifice to God. But Christ is now a priest. He won the graces on Calvary. But now is he a priest? He is a priest because he communicates the graces which he then won. And the principal source of communication is the Mass. My dear, you can tell her, you're depriving yourself of all kinds of graces. As one of the great Eucharistic saints said, the world would long ago have been destroyed except for the sacrifice of the Mass because of the world's sins. And the morality or virtue or whatever of the priest makes no difference. Well, he's validly ordained, and at least some idea of what he's doing does not exclude wanting to say what Christ intended. It's a valid Mass. Is this to be read?
Not
please. I am interested in researching your comment that one reason for the Greek schism was the Greeks' unwillingness to follow Rome's teaching on the indissolubility of marriage. Can you point me to the evidence for this? I'll be happy to. This also? Oh, thank you. This is in very good Latin. Oh, he knows it's Latin. That, by the way, I think I've said this to you. I do want all of you to learn some Latin. And I think I even should say, as a condition of being in a nation, or Marian catechist. Now, how much of Latin you learn will depend both on the Holy Spirit and your own willingness. And I mean it. This is serious. We need Latin. Now, this is from Father René Laurentin, member of the Pontifical Marian Academy, member of the French Society of Marian Studies. And this is regarding our friend Vasula. Presentation. This is kind of a description of Father Laurentin. Was born in Egypt on January the 18th, 1942. Greek parents and so on. Now, here's what, this is the note. Vasu, an Orthodox, was first married in November 1966 to a Lutheran in her Greek Orthodox Church in Lausanne, Switzerland. She had a civil divorce in Sweden in November the 26th, 1980. Vasudev married Per Ryden, a Swedish Lutheran, on June the 13th, 1981. At that time, she was a non-practicing Christian. As she didn't know church law, she felt she had every right to remarry. But after her conversion in 1985, which came about from the acceptable graces she started receiving, she started having doubts about the situation. A Catholic priest she consulted advised her to remarry in her church to correct the situation. So it was that the marriage was celebrated October the 31st, 1990, in the Greek Orthodox Church in Lausanne, Switzerland. Well, totally in keeping with the Orthodox tradition. 1:11. The Church's unity is based on oneness of faith. Memorize that. Catch that in bronze. That what is what ultimately unites people. Their faith. Without oneness of thought, every other unity, and there may be all kinds of unity. General Motors is a corporation. People can unite for, as you know, a myriad reasons. The foundation, the basis of unity in any society is what these people believe in, which you need with the mind. Oneness of mind, and this is St. Paul, that this mind, get the word, be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That we believe what Christ revealed, and we're only as united. Any two people, any thousand people, any of the 900 million professed Catholics throughout the world are only as united as they are united in faith. No more, no less. And my clock says 8:30. And then it's agreeable then that next Wednesday we'll have something on mysticism, including some norms. And once more, well, before I forget, a very happy Easter. By the way, you people, you know, in my, you know this? In my prayers, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, I mean it, my name. And every first Saturday of the month, I say a Mass for the Marian Catechist. Every last Saturday, I say a Mass for the Ignatian Catechist. And if I am, you know, saying another Mass, then the very next Mass that I have free. So, give me your prayers, please. Happy Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of death. Amen.
O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us, Mary, Lord,
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.